Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, April 24th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about diabetes.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 594 and 15445 kilohertz shortwave. Kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voaindebele.com.
Munozviona nokuenda kwake kutoilete zviri abnormal zvakanyanyisa, kunwa mvura zvakanyanyisa, akangogara nguva dika akunwa mvura, munomuona mumwe nekuondoroka, iye asiri kuita zvekuti aondoroke, munoona mumwe nekuita nzara pese pese, vamwe ndovanopedzisira vakuita mamota kana kuti maronda anonetsa kupora, vamwe zvakare vanoita kanganisika kunhengo dzavo dzechirume kana dzechikadzi, kushayiwa simba kana kuita trashi.
Whereby your sugar level, I usually control it through diet. I'm not on tablets. I use diet. I eat less sugary things, less starch things. Then I intake a bit of maybe salsa or rice, but not too much, a half cup of rice or water. Because starch is too much sugar, so I don't usually go for too much stuff with sugar.
I diet sugar, a good thing. Ufanele ugweme izinto ezigcwele carbohydrate kakhulu engathi izinto ezile ezenziwe ngesinkwa nezinto zempuphu noshukela nje uzama ukuthi uzehlise ungabe ngumuntu olohlala esidla njalo nje engabekeli weight yakhe ukuthi iyakhuphuka noma cha. And then into yesibili ukuthi nawe nesifo seshukela kufanele ukuthi uhlale usidla ngaleso sikhathi odla ngaso.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about diabetes.
Diabetes is a chronic disease which requires lifelong treatment. Its prevalence in Africa varies between 1 and 20%. According to the World Health Organization, the global spread of diabetes has given it the characteristics of a pandemic. The most frequent form is type 2 diabetes, which represents more than 85% of the cases. Other forms are type 1, specific diabetes, and gestational diabetes.
Zimbabwe is lucky to be one of the three countries selected by the World Health Organization and the International Diabetes Federation to set up preventative food care centers at Harare Hospital and also at Parinyatwa Hospitals. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. Yeah, kunjalo mfowethu.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitaura nezvechirwere chinozikanwa nevakawanda kuti chirwere cheshuga. Tichida kutarisa kuti chinokonzerwa nei uye zvii zvingaitwe nevanhu kuedza kudzivirira chirwere chekuti kana chichinge chakubata unenge wakutomwa mushonga kweupenyu hwako hwese. Asi vakawanda vanoti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vakurumidze kuenda kuna ana chiremba kuti vakwanise kunge vachirapwa, nekuti chikasarapwa chinozoguma choita kuti vamwe vanhu varasikirwe neupenyu. Asi zvakakosha kuti vanhu vange vachienda kuna ana chiremba kana vachinge vanzi vane chirwere ichochi vobva varapwa nguva ichiripo.
Uchakahleke indaba yetu Blessing lamhlanje zurukandaba khona ngapo lapha likhona. Sikhoka ngikhona kuke umkhuhlane wechukela ukuthi ngambe umkhuhlane lo wenziwa kuyini njalo kuyini ongakwenza ukuthi unqabele. Yes, ke sakhuluma labo dokotela lapha akade besitsho sibili ukuthi kumele abantu benze okujeneyo ukwenza ukuthi bawunqabele umkhuhlane. Njalo kulalo kudla blessing esizokuthwa kumele umuntu adle ukudla okuthize. Njalo ungaqhasi ukunatha amaphilisi lana kumele wanathe impilo yakho yonke. So ke zulu kandaba asixoxeni ngomkhuhlane lo sike sizwaneni ukuthi kambe kuthwani ngawo njoba umemetheka kangaka kwele Zimbabwe. Nxa ufuna ukwengena kuhlelo khona manje dingi ballpoint konapho emzarabane nxa ungizwa kuhle Plumtree Bybridge emlomoli wothu konapho ke ematopo nansi inombolo ngiyethemba ukuthi selila ema ballpoint nxa ungela ballpoint dingi lahle ubhale phansi 0012026192077 ngiyethemba ukuthi abantu bayibambile inombolo.
And I think we have our first guest, Mr. Ngoni Chigwana, who is the chief executive officer of the Zimbabwe Diabetes Association. Mr. Chigwana, good evening.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening, people.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Mr. Chigwana, can you tell us about the prevalence of this disease in Zimbabwe? How prevalent is it?
As of 2005, 10% of the population had diabetes. Since then, we haven't done any survey as yet. But we estimate now the number should be more than that by now.
Mm-hmm. And so what exactly does your organization do? Because what we are also hearing from people is that they don't even know that they have this disease. By the time they seek treatment, it will be too late. What exactly do you do as an organization?
We do quite a lot of programs, awareness campaigns to alert people about this condition. We educate people, newly diagnosed people. We offer counseling services because when diabetes has been taken as a death sentence when someone is diagnosed, so normally people come thinking that this is the end of my life. And yet, with the diabetes well managed, you can just live a normal life just like anyone else. So as Zimbabwe Diabetic Association, we try to incorporate diabetes into your lifestyle. We teach the family members how to handle your food, how to exercise, how to take your medication properly, everything concerning diabetes management. And we also have some programs whereby, for example, when children have diabetes, we do follow up to schools to educate the headmaster and the staff on how to manage a child with diabetes at school.
Well, brilliant work, and I think it's commendable what you are doing, Mr. Chigwana. Gibbs, I think we have our second guest, Angeline Ndlovu.
Yes, Angeline Ndlovu is a person that is living with diabetes and is based in Gwanda. Miss Angeline Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr.
Chigwana. Thank you very much. We have been talking to you earlier on about diabetes. And now there's this organization called the Zimbabwe Diabetics Association. Are you aware of its existence? What are they doing for you?
I've never heard of such an organization. It's my first time to hear about it.
So now, where have you been getting your help from in terms of, you know, whatever you need?
From Gwanda Hospital.
So is there any other organization that you've been relying on in terms of getting the information that you need about diabetes?
No. I only want to go on the hospital.
Okay, can you hold on there? Mr. Chigwana, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Now, is your organization only based in Harare or maybe in Chinoy or somewhere else?
We are based in all the provinces. Actually, we have an office at Mpilo Hospital. Last year, we were in Gwanda. We commemorated World Diabetes Day at Gwanda Hospital. So it could be that lady who is speaking is not aware of the program. We are supporting children with diabetes at Gwanda General Hospital in all the Matabeleland North and South region. So it could be he's one of those guys who's not aware of us, but actually we are very active in Gwanda. We have an office at Mpilo Hospital covering Matabeleland region.
Talk to her, please, about your organization. Just say, you know, on your programs.
Hello, madam.
Hello, sir, how are you?
Yes, if you, it's unfortunate we haven't yet set up a branch in Gwanda, but we have our offices in Bulawayo at Tumpilo General Hospital. That's where you can get help. Well, those are the guys who are nearest to you. Last year, we were in Gwanda. We made a whole week campaigning in Gwanda, marching in Gwanda with the Minister of Health and Child Care, together with the Gwanda officials at Gwanda General Hospital. That's where we commemorated our World Diabetes Day. So we have put up an interim committee at Gwanda Hospital there. If you go and see the PNO at Gwanda Hospital, she can tell you more details about the association. We are trying to set up a branch at Gwanda there, but your nearest branch is Mpilo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Chigwana and Miss Ndlovu. I think, you know, it's very important if you have such a disease, you join, for example, groups such as the Zimbabwe Diabetes Association. Yes. It is really helpful for individuals. And I think we also want to take this opportunity to encourage our listeners, those who might not have been aware of the Zimbabwe Diabetes Association, to look for it. You can even call us if you want details, and we can give you the details. I think it's important, very important, Gibbs, that you belong to
yes.
such an association, which will
yes.
actually help you. You know, sometimes the nurses and doctors are busy, but such organizations are really, really important. I think they will be able to provide people with the information that they might need.
Precisely, Blessing. That's why even journalists have got an association, you
mm-hmm.
know. So if you exchange notes, it always works out very well.
Mm-hmm. We'll come back to you, Mr. Chigwana and Ms. Ndlovu. Please do stay on the line. Regai Chitore Mwemtere Radio Kutanga Mukoma Colin Magadi.
Ndiri nani makadiwo zve.
Aiwa isu tiripo. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu mukoma Colin.
Inini ndanga ndichide kutobvunzawo zvangu vanoona ngezvediabetes yavo kuti chii chinoite kuti kana munhu une chirwere ichi ngedzimwe dzenguri unopedzisira wonga uri kuluze sight.
Okay.
And chikafu chii chaizvo chinganyanye kudyiwa especially kumaruzevha kwetiri kunoku.
Mkoma Colin Rambai Makabata Parunara, I think we now have Dr. Joshua Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you once
to you
again.
And the listeners.
Thank
and
you.
All the other panelists.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sibanda, for joining us once again as we discuss this very important issue. And we are greeting you with a question. One of our listeners, Colin, has just asked a question that why is it that if you are suffering from diabetes, you end up losing your eyesight? And also he's saying we are in rural areas. What type of food should we be eating?
What is important to recognize with regards to diabetes is that diabetes causes a couple of problems in the eyes. One of them is that it causes cataracts,
mm-hmm.
that whitening of the lens,
mm-hmm.
That could essentially cause blindness. And
mm-hmm.
the other thing is that the back of the eye, which is called the retina, has
mm-hmm.
got a lot of small blood vessels that diabetes also affects,
mm-hmm.
and that in itself will ultimately lead to blindness,
mm-hmm.
And it can cause other conditions also
mm-hmm.
that affect the eyes, the fluid in the eyes,
mm-hmm.
that will ultimately impair vision.
Mm-hmm.
And in terms of food for people who are living in the rural areas, what's important and what's worth noting is that the traditional diets that
mm-hmm.
Our forefathers have had
mm-hmm.
for years and years are actually quite good for
mm-hmm.
People who are diabetic. And in fact, I would like to put a theory that that's why most of them never really had these illnesses, which are related with lifestyle as well as the foodstuff that people take. So an ordinary, unpolished sort of food,
mm-hmm.
rural food like Nyauti, Rapoko, and all those other foodstuffs that are eaten in the rural areas are generally relatively safer compared to the more sugary stuffs that we get in urban centers, the juices as well as the Fantas and Cokes and so on.
Mukoma Colin, Muripo Parnari.
Ndiripo baba.
Manzwa zvataurwa na Dr. Sibanda vari kuti ivo chinoita kuti muite kunge kana kuti mutopedzisire makusaona inyaya yekuti muziso menyu mune avari kuti ma blood vessels kana kuti tsinga dzinofamba neropa. Tsinga idzodzo dzinogona kuzokanganiswa nechirwere chediabetes ichi. Vari kutaurawo kuti chinogona kukonzera iye yatinoti tsanga. Maziso ndozvinoita kuti muzopedzisire makuita sei makusaona mataura nyaya yechikafu Dr. Sibanda vari kuti chikafu ichocho chataidya kare ndochatinofanira kuramba tichidya rukweza mapfunde kana muchienda unogaisa chibage hachisvurwe zvatiraita zvaya zvataa kutaundi kuti kana tine mari hanzi tinosvura chibage chibage hachisvurwe chinongo munongogaisa mugaiwa wedu iwo wataidya kare chikafu chataidya chinyakare ndochamunokurudzirwa kuti mudye chine yaya inonzi naana chiremba Ruffage.
Okay.
Mapindurwa.
Saka inini ndapindurwa. Ndiri kunonzi kuBechnup Bridge. Ndaida kuziva kuti pane here masenders avaitaura taura anogone kutibatsirawo kana kuti mapilot chakuti makliniki iwawa kwetingaona varubatsiro because inini personally I'm diabetic.
Apo paakupinda vachigwana. Vachigwana pindai tinzwa vari kuBechnup Bridge. Ya,
yeah, ichokadi kubirikidza ne lack of funding hatisati tanyatsokwanisa kubata nzvimbo dzakafanana na Bed Bridge Chiredzi ndoo nzvimbo dzatisati tabata ne Victoria Falls I think ndoo nzvimbo dzatasara kuti tinoita set up our structures ikoko asi tine kuma clinics ari ikoko kune vanhu vakatrainwa kurapa chirwere chediabetes nekuti vakaenda kuchipatara chavo vanogona kubatsirwa uye zvega ndibatsire nhau yavabvunza yemaziso chirwere cheshuga chinoda kumanejwa zvakanaka vanhu vanopedzisira vakuita macomplications ediabetes vanhu vanenge vachirarama yatinoti poor control munhu ari kugara shuga yake yakakwira most of the time saka kukwira kweshuga kwenguva yakareba chirwere cheshuga vateereri hachiurayi chinouraya vanhu vane diabetes mashuga levels anogara ari above 10 kazhinji kachene measurement inoshandiswa iye yemamillimoles chinenge tichiti munhu ane diabetes shuga yake ikatambira between 4 and 8 millimoles per litre munhu iyeye anenge ari muvery excellent control pa10 apa yes ogumira ipapo but muri kuona majiko zvekuti vanhu vakawanda manje vari kurarama mashuga levels avo ari above 10 mashuga levels akagara kwenguva yakareba ari above 10 anodamenja maziso anodamenja mwoyo anodamenja makidneys anodamenja even atoti masexual dysfunction kuita dambudziko pabonde mukati memba kana kuti munhu akaita chironda chionda cho chinondetsa kupora zvosvika kuti munhu asvike pakudamburwa gumbo but mukaona zvichiitika izvozvo kazhinji zvinowabvita kune vanhu vari mupoor control of their diabetes ndokusaka tiri kukurudzira tiri kukumbira even the corporate world kuti ichipindira munhau iyi kampeini yakaitirwa HIV and AIDS ndiyo yatiri kuchemera kuti dai yatiitwa kudiabetes kuti diabetes yakutouraya kudarika zvimwe zvirwere zvese nekuti kura kuti vanhu vakangoziva pamusoro pekuti vanoye manager sei vanorarama a long life ndauda kuti ndimobatsira baba uyezve nda kutoenda Dr. Sibanda vataura ichokwadi vanhu vedu pavakabva pakudya kudya kwechinyakare ndo pakatanga kuwanda zvirwere izvi tiri kuti vanhu ngavadzokere kudya upu hwemugaiwa upu hwezviyo upu hwemhunga hatiri kuti kanatava kuti ngavadye upu hwezviyo vodya zviri kunze kwemwero vane mwero wavanofanira kudya pachipatara pega pane vashandi vanoshanda mukitchen vanoti kana pabatwa munhu ane diabetes vanoenda kunodzidzisa kuti maakunodya zvakadai maakunodya zvakadai saka chirwere cheshuga hachizi expensive chirwere choda kuti titokurudzira kuti kumamisha uku vanhu vachitanga kurima upu hwezviyo upu hwemhunga zvavairima kare ndokudya kwevanhu vane diabetes kudya kwakawanda muriwo
kusina mafuta akawanda saka hachizichirwere chiri very expensive panyaya yechikafu.
Tinotenda zvikuru, ndofunga aiwa vazvinzwira mukoma Colin Gibbs.
Yes, bwekweke mandlovu lokusakona cimwani.
Yeah,
lizwile lapha ke udokotela esithi kumele abantu bedle ukudla kwakudala konkana kwendulo. Kambe liyakuthola yini kumbe sesikhuluma nje sesixoxa njengoba uzizwa kuthiwa mina mfuna ipalenta ukudla okunjalo?
Ya ukudla okunjalo kuyatholakala. Thina ukuthi nje lathi abantu sisuka sibe stubborni ukuthi basitshela udokotela ukuthi dlanini ukudla kwesintu lani lani bese sibona ingane lokho kudla asihambelani lakho sesigcina singena kubophalenta lemafutheni lakubothukeleni izinto ezizwe esiqhasha ukuthi akumelanga sizidle. So ukudla kwakhona kukhona sibili kuyatholakala njalo yikho kwakho umzimba yikho sikukhuthaza even noma ezibhedlele ukuthi sikudle khonokho.
Kodwa kuyatholakala yini nxa sikhuluma kade sikwele Zimbabwe kume kunje kuyatholakala yini?
Kuke kwahluphanyana kodwa kathezayo umlimi usifusisile izinto esezikhona sibili.
Ye, yeah, ubambe konapo ungayikatshana what Miss Ndlovu is saying is that traditional foods are available, but at times people just forget about them, even if they are diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
They just abandon them and just eat anything of their choice. And in most cases, that's why people end up getting more sick. And then she says that kind of food is available in Zimbabwe these days.
Mm. Let's go back to Dr. Sibanda. Dr. Sibanda, what are some of the signs and symptoms of diabetes?
Diabetes, these main signs, the main signs really are passing too much urine, like feeling like passing urine every now and then, and waking up at night several times to pass urine, and feeling thirsty almost every time. You drink a glass of water, and then after that you want to drink another glass of water. And then, of course, there are symptoms that are related to complications of diabetes. When a person realizes that they're diabetic after a very long time of the disease, exposure to the disease, then the disease starts affecting many organs, almost all organs of the body, like eyesight, to affect the eyesight, maybe the kidneys and the heart, and a person tend to have repeated infections and boils, sores that don't heal easily, and sometimes they have cramps on their feet and poor sensation on their feet. So there's a whole range of symptoms, but the important ones that are the first ones the patient will present with are passing urine too much and feeling thirsty almost every time.
Tinotenda, ndinofunga vateereri muri kuzvinzwira zviri kutaurwa naDr Sibanda. Vari kuti ivo kana uchinzwa kunyanya kuda kuenda kunorasa mvura zvikuru usiku uye uchinzwa nyota zvakanyanyisa, zvakakosha kuti unge uchienda kuna chiremba kuti unovhenekwa kuti hauna here chirwere ichochi. Gibbs,
uyakhuluma ngeudr Zulukandaba, ndimzwile lapha uDr Sibanda esithi xa usithi uyaithambisa ongapheliyo njengoba sitsho ke lo blessing kungazani uyaba kutshengisela ukuthi ulo mkhuhlane lowo kumbe ukuoma nje ulokhu unathanathe, ubambe iglasi lapha unathe njalo nje kube sokubuya nje lokhu ukuthi uhlale ungani ulambile ongapheliyo. Yes, so kathesi-ke manje sengilo mlaleli ecingweni ukuthi ngeke ngimthathe. Mnumzana Znyathi, kunjani e-South Africa?
Ngiphilile Mr. Gibbs, kunjani futhi?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu mhloli. So akungitshela ukuthi khonapho ungabuka ngikhona.
Mina ngiseJoburg, eJohannesburg.
Phakathi eJohannesburg ngokwayo?
Ya, ngiseJoburg ngokwayo phakathi nje. Ngiphumile kancane kodwa hayi, ngiseJoburg ngokwayo.
Ye, ungathini-ke ngomkhuhlane lo wethukela?
Ye, lo mkhuhlane ikakhulu.
Ye, kungazani-ke ifoni ka
waphendule ngayo ngoba benginembuzo cishe eyisithupha.
Ye,
kodwa-ke eminye yakhona ngiphendulekile, ikakhulu inkomba zomkhuhlane udokotela uqeda ukukhuluma ngayo ukuthi ungawubona kanjani kulokho. Enye into bengifuna ukuthi ngiyibuze engingakayizwa kahle ukuthi ungabe awukhethi na iminyaka, ngichaza ukuthi mhlawumbe ukuthi usukela eminyakeni engaba nganani umuntu ukukhula komuntu mhlawumbe. Lapho ye ukuthi kungenzeka ukuthi mhlawumbe usukela lese kuma 30 years or 20 years kanjani.
Ye, bamba khonapho
okunye ebengidinga ukwazi ukuthi ekwelapheni ke awudlike awudli kakhulu na esikhwameni ukuthi lesi mhlawumbe bangabe sokubanjiwe lo mkhuhlane edinga ukuthi welatshwe akusilo khungana nje edinga ukuthi ubhadale mhlawumbe izimali ezinkulu na.
Ye, wathi ke simcela udokotela aphendule imibuzo yakho yombili leyi. Dokotela lapha ke umnumzana Onyati uyabuza ngeminyaka abantu ababanjwa khona umkhuhlane lo. One, okwesibili uthi kudla kanganani esikhwameni nxa usutholakele sula umkhuhlane.
Isifo seshukela esediabetes singaphatha umuntu noma kuphi umnyaka. Kodwa zikhona ezimbili izifo okuthiwa i-type 1 iphinde ibizwe kuthiwa i-juvenile onset, yani sikuqala umuntu eseseneminyaka emncane ngaphansi kwabo 20 years. Bese kuthi kube nele kuthiwa i-adult onset i-type 2 iyani sikuthi iqala ebantwini abanomzimba omkhulu, ingaqala noma iyiphi age. Bese kusiba nento okuthiwa yi-secondary diabetes okuba ukuthi umuntu uyabe eziphilele nje, bese kusiba mhlambe nesifo esingamosha umbendeni i-pancreas. Bese kwenza ukuthi ke umuntu acine sesiba le diabetes mhlambe ukuphuza utshwala kakhulu, i-pancreas icine ilimala, ugcine usule sifo se-diabetes. Bese kusithi futhi ungenzeka ukuthi mhlambe usebenzise eminye imikhakha yamaphilisi enjengama-steroids okwesikhathi eside, nalokho lakho kungayenza umthelela ukuthi i-control yeshukela yomzimba wakho ingabi right, ugcine usune sifo se-diabetes esivele ngaleyo ndlela. So ekuphendule lenimbuzo wakho ngathi ingaqala noma iyiphi age, and then ekutheni ilashwa njani ngendleko. Isifo sediabetes ubuhle baso ukuthi kunesikhathi eside odokotela beyazi ngaso, ngokunjalo izinhlelo cishe zikhona ngisho ama-clinic wonke neyibhedlela zonke ngobukhulu bazo. Kungawukuthi uhulumeni uyalekelela kakhulu ezibhedlela ekutreateni i-diabetes. So ngathi endlekweni ze-diabetes i-treatment azimangalisi kangako, ngoba nje into eqakathekileyo ukuthi umuntu alandele inhlelo zikadokotela amphe zona, engajampajampi egcine sekuma-complications, ngoba ama-complications yiwo agcina eseyenza ukuthi khona kube nzima ukusilapha lesi sifo. Kodwa nangabe uhambe kusakusese-early wayabona udokotela wangena enhlelweni u-compliant uhlala uhamba njalo nje, kuba lula ekulashweni kwakho. Akusiyinto edula kakhulu ngoba ngamaphilisi nje angaduli kakhulu, nemijovo yakhona kayiduli kakhulu kuya ngaphi.
Yes.
So isifo esineyinhlelo ezikhona ku-public hospital naku-private ezisebenzayo. Into eqakathekileyo i-patient ukuthi fanele iyazi kakhulu ngesifo, ibe nayo ne-participation ebalulekileyo ukuthi isifo singamemetheki sigcine sesikhoza ukuthi kube kuduru ukusicontrola.
Ye, ngiyakuzwa-ke dokotela, kodwa ngiyakunika 1 minute just to summarize ngesikhiwa in terms of iminyaka le mali. Uphonga ukuthi kap 1 minute what's it is benefit abantu abaningi.
Diabetes can affect literally any age. The important thing that we should realize is that there is mainly two types. The juvenile onset, which affects relatively younger people less than 20, and then there's the adult onset that affects people who are relatively older, more than 30 and so on. And those people usually have got a high body weight. And then the other thing is that diabetes can be caused by damage to the pancreas, which can be caused by a number of things, including alcohol. Mm-hmm. And sometimes patients take tablets or medications which may induce diabetes, for example, steroids. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that can cause diabetes at the end of the day. So in summary, it's at any age. It can start at any age. And then the other thing is I did mention already that in terms of treatment, diabetes has been known for years, and there's programs in almost all countries, and almost all levels of hospitals can handle diabetes. Mm-hmm. And then depending on how severe it is, a patient can be referred to higher centers. In terms of cost, it's relatively easy to manage diabetes. What's important is the patient's understanding and participation and compliance. Thank you.
Thank you, doctor. Mm-hmm. Please do stay on the line. Mr. Chigwana, stay on the line. Ms. Ndlovu, please stay on the line. Of course, we are continuing with this program. And for our radio listeners, you can tune in to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk where we are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu.
And if you wish to join the discussion...
The Voice of America!